So welcome. It's good to see you all here. And let me first of all thank the president for hosting us and for arranging this meeting and for excellent program for all of us and the whole North Atlantic Council in Georgia yesterday and today. And I would also like to take this opportunity to congratulate Georgia on 25 years of independence. The North Atlantic Council, the visit of the North Atlantic Council to Georgia yesterday and today sends a very important message about the strong friendship between NATO and Georgia and our deep appreciation of Georgia's exceptional contribution to NATO's operation in Afghanistan. Georgia's armed forces have made substantial sacrifices for our shared Euro-Atlantic security, and we are very grateful for that. The visit and our meetings here underscore NATO's full support for Georgia's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Support that we restated formally at our summit in Warsaw in July. As an aspirant for NATO membership, Georgia has made impressive progress on fundamental reforms. Strengthening the rule of law, including judicial reforms. Moving forward with key reforms in the defense and security sector, and developing a more mature democracy. And we trust that the elections next month will meet the highest democratic standards. NATO encourages Georgia to continue to make progress on all of these important reforms. And we pledge that NATO will continue to work closely with Georgia to help prepare your country for NATO membership. Once again, Mr. President, thank you for your hospitality and for your strong leadership in support of the friendship between Georgia and NATO. And now, Mr. President, I pass the floor to you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished Secretary General, honorable members of North Atlantic Council, first and foremost, I would like to thank the North Atlantic Council for the visit to Georgia. This is the fourth visit by the North Atlantic Council to our country, which is a good testament of your support to Georgia, Georgia's sovereignty, and Georgia's Euro-Atlantic choice. And I do trust that this cooperation is being deepened. And the final point in this process will be Georgia's accession to the alliance. We possess all the instruments to deepen Georgia's efficient advance in that direction and to wait on the window of opportunity that will lead us to the final goal. I am also desirous to single out that the cooperation is extremely consequential and essential, which is aimed at the defense sector stable and defending Georgia is important for Georgians in the region, in the global regional cooperation. The political, economic, and trade relationship strengthening between the Black and Asian Sea Basin will be an enabler, not solely for Georgia, but the scores and the dozens of countries from the western and eastern region of the world. Allow me to remind you that we would always underscore the importance of the Black Sea Basin in its eastern part and the existence of international security mechanisms in this region and their expansion and development. In Warsaw Communique, this issue was singled out, and I'm extremely rejoiced that Georgia will be a very active participant in the Black Sea Basin, the most important component of the security, and Georgia will be a very active participator in the most important discussion. The security, this notion, acquires importance very significantly anymore. The conventional war threats are on the upgrade, and Georgia is responding to these threats by the participation of our brave soldiers in the international missions. It's very important to strengthen our endeavors and combat against the illegal trafficking in arms and nuclear, some residues, nuclear materials. Georgia has contributed a lot in this, and we curbed in the recent year illegal trafficking of the nuclear materials and other types of items. Our strengthening of cooperation in the hybrid war is very important. Georgia has accrued quite a deplorable experience in this regard, and we stand ready to share this experience to our partners. It is extremely essential our coordinated cooperation against the information attacks that are purposeful and are being carried out against Georgia and like transitional democracies and the whole alliance. This is the campaign which is aimed at shattering our unity and undermining it. This campaign has dual goals. On one side, we see in our friendly countries the discreditation of young democracies, and on the other hand, in the countries of the transitional democracies, the propaganda of no possibility to access the Western level of democracy is being carried out. The unwavering stance is very important. NATO oftentimes overcame conservative paradigm, and as a result of this, NATO carried out several waves of its enlargement. Allow me to emphasize that this sort of enlargement yielded more security for NATO as well as on the global scale. Regretfully, we have been working on the background of the confronting paradigm. So Georgia and the new and young democracies are being punished for our endeavors towards the Western integration. This is the challenge for all of us, including NATO. And the aforesaid process is the most essential problem for our joint security, and we should stand together in the tackling of it. And the truth of the matter is that no country, including those countries with whom we have some difficulties, we are facing some difficulties, for the country that have occupied the territories of our country, even the well-being of the Russian Federation cannot be attained by the vehicle of occupation of Georgia or any neighboring country. In the 21st century, the erection of the walls of division is absolutely not natural and not realistic. This confrontation brings no result. In the process of this confrontation, this is a lose-lose situation for every party. By the occupying of Georgian regions, Russia incurred a serious blow on Georgia, on the country which used to dynamically develop and is being developed dynamically right now. By the Georgian occupation, the people living on the occupied territories, they have not gained anything because their prospects are quite uncertain. By occupying Georgia territories, Russia inflicted serious blow on her development, on her image. This absurd paradigm is to be replaced. And allow me to strongly emphasize that Georgia is not seeking out to enter confrontation with the Russian Federation, but we are rather looking for the ways of deoccupation. The European and Euro-Atlantic integration is perceived by our society as the ways of the building of our country. The Georgian parties, regardless their different attitudes on various topics, in advance to Warsaw Summit, they signed off the joint memorandum where they underscored their unity and their unwavering choice towards European and Euro-Atlantic direction. The declaration was shared and approved by the parliamentary, by the chair of the parliament, prime minister, and by myself. The continuation of the aforesaid project process I see as the democratic elections on 8th October, and I do trust that it will be another stride, another strong step in terms of strengthening of Georgian democracy, as well as the solidifying European and Euro-Atlantic choice. And finally, you are visiting in the pending year Georgia, which has been celebrating the 25th anniversary of regaining of her independence. Independence that from the very first outset was oriented at NATO, in partnership with the European structures, and we witness the deepening of this cooperation year in, year out. Thank you very much for your visit, and we stand ready to discuss every issue of essence. Thank you very much.
Intervention, and this ends the public part of the meeting, and I would like to thank the representatives of the media who have joined us for this opening public part of the meeting, and we will continue the meeting in just a minute.